Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Beis. The words Vehine Shalosha Anoshim. When Avraham lifted his eyes, he saw three men standing before him. First, a dicta comment. The words Shalosha Anoshim. The word Shalosha ends with a komatz hey. Numbers ending with a komatz hey are Lashon Zachar. We are accustomed to thinking that a komatz hey ending signifies nekeva, but when it comes to the numbers, komatz hey signifies a lashon zachar. An example of nekeva would be shalosh shonim. Shonim, the shorish is shana, which is nekeva. So that makes the word shonim nekeva. Therefore, the word would be shalosh. Or shalosh pa'amim. The word pa'am is nekeva. We say pa'am achas. Therefore, it would be shalosh pa'amim. And shalosh is nekeva. Rashi comments that the three men were three malachim, three angels. Echad levaser es Sarah, one to tell Sarah that she would have a child exactly in a year's time. Ve'echad lahafoich es Sedoim, one to overthrow Sedoim. Ve'echad lirapois es Avraham, and one to heal Avraham. Three malachim were necessary. She'ein malach echad oiseh shetei shalichos. Since one malach does not perform two missions. Rashi tells us that Raphael was the malach who healed Avraham, and then also went to save Lot. So the question arises, why was Raphael allowed to perform two missions? The answer given is that Raphael's mission was considered one mission. Saving Lot and healing Avraham were both missions of Hatzolah and considered as one mission. However, the Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Peivav Amud Beis tells us that it was the Malach Michael who told Sarah the news of her future childbirth and was also the one who saved Lot. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that to resolve the differing opinions, we must define what the word Hanimtza Ois refers to. In Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, the Pasuk tells us that the Malachim urged Lot to get up and take his wife and two daughters who are found, Hanimtza Ois, who are found, referring to the ones who were not married, and they were Arusois, and still lived in their father Lot's house. They were not yet Nisuois. The Malachim said, take them with you and save them, because the city will be destroyed. However, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph explains differently what the word Hanimtza Ois refers to. Hanimtza Ois is a reference to Mitzias David. David, who was a descendant of Rus HaMoyaviyah. Therefore, the Hatzolas Lot was not an ordinary Hatzolah of just Lot, but rather the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin tells us that it was Michael who was the defender of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Michael, Michael, Sarcha u'maseich, Michael, your nation has sinned. Michael was considered the Sar Shel Yisrael. Rav Yaakov reconciles the two shitas by telling us that Rashi is explaining the Peshutai Shel Mikra, and Raphael was the Matzil, and the Drashas Chazal explains why Michael was the Matzil. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk states, Vayoymer, Shoiv Oshuv Elecha Ka Eis Chaya, Vihine Vein Lesara Ishtecha. The Malachim said to Avraham, I will surely return to you, Ko'es, at this time next year, and there will be life, and behold, a son to Sarah, your wife. Rashi explains what the word Ko'es means. Rashi writes, Ko'es hazois, at this time, Lashano haba'o, next year. The word Ko'es means a specific time, a specific date. Ko'es, with a komat, is the short form of the word Ki'ho'es, at this time. Be careful not to say Ki'es, with a shiva. If you say Ke'es chaya, it would have been understood as a smichus, meaning the time of a chaya, the time of a midwife. And this would mean the end of a 9-month period of pregnancy. Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches. The Pasuk states, V'nivrechu voy koil goyei ha'oretz. All the nations of the land shall be blessed because of Avraham. The Ibn Ezra points out that the word v'nivrechu is a verb in binyan nif'al. They shall be blessed. However, at the end of the parsha, Perichov Beis Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk states, V'hizborechu v'zaracha koil goyei ha'oretz. There, the word v'hizborechu means, they shall bless themselves by invoking the name of Avraham. All the nations of the world will pray that they too be blessed like the Zera Avraham. The word v'hizborechu is a verb belonging to binyan hispoel. Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chof Hei. The Pasuk states, HaShoifeit kol ha'oretz lo yaseh mishpot. Avraham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall the judge of all the earth not do justice? Rashi comments on the word HaShoifeit. Nikud b'chatav patach, hey, shel HaShoifeit, l'shoin t'miyah. The hey introduces a question. V'chi mi shehu shoifeit lo yaseh mishpat emes? Rashi is telling us to be careful when saying the word ha-shoifeit. Do not say ha-shoifeit with a full patach. This would then mean the shoifeit with a hey ha-yidiyah, and would have the meaning that Hashem, the shoifeit, does not do justice. The general rule of introducing a question is by adding a hey with a chataf patach, which has the din of a shvono. Under specific circumstances, it is possible for a hey hasha'ela or a hey hatmiya to have a full patach, but only in certain limited cases, and certainly does not apply over here. The Sifsei Chachomim asks, why Rashi had to add the words V'chimi shehu shoifeit lo yaseh mishpat emes? Why couldn't Rashi just state the first part, that the hey of hashoifeit introduces the question and is called a hey hateima? The Sifsei Chachomim answers that Rashi wants to tell us that even though the hey is on the word shoifeit, hashoifeit, the hey really refers to the words lo yaseh mishpat, would he not do justice? This is the explanation of the word hashoifeit with a chatef patach. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, Vayoymeru loy ki varachoyv nolin. The Malachim refused to accept Loy's invitation. They said, no, we will spend the night in the square of the city. In the word loy, meaning to him, to Loit, the Lamed has a dogesh. The question is why. It does not follow any of the rules of Dagesh Kal or Dagesh Chazak. The Heichal HaBerocha answers this question and says that the Dagesh in the Lamed implies a harsh manner of speech. The Malachim did not want to respond with a soft no thank you. They responded in a harsh tone, no, loy, pronounced a little longer than a regular lamed, a longer sounding lamed, and actually has the din of a dagesh chazak, loy. The Ramban explains that loy continued to plead with the malachim, as the pasuk states, vayivtzar bam ma'oid, and because loy was so insistent in inviting them to his house, Hoyo Leloit Zechus, this was a source of merit for Loit, Vahoyo Loi Chefetz Toiv Bahachnosas Archim, and he had a great desire for Hachnosas Archim, Vahoyu Mimmo'anim Kidei Lezakhoi Soi. The Malachim initially refused in order to bring to him this Zechus, this merit. This is why they agreed to go into Loit's house in the end. But it was in this chus that ultimately entitled Loit to be saved from the destruction of Sedaim. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk states, Rak lo anoshim ha'el al ta'asu davar. Loit said to the wicked men of Sedaim, but to these men, referring to the Malachim, do not do anything to them since they have come under the shelter of my roof. I would like to comment on the word ha'el. Also in Pasuk Chofhei, Vayahafoich es he'orim ha'el. Hashem overturned these cities. The word for these is usually Eile, with a hey at the end. In these two psukim, the hey is missing. The Medrash Rabbah explains that in addition to the word ha'el meaning these, the word ha'el can also mean the powerful. As the pasuk in Oz Yashir states, Eile Moyov Yechazei Moy Ra'ad, the powerful of Moyov, trembling would grip them. Therefore, the pshat in our pasuk would be that Loit was warning the wicked men of Sedaim not to attack his guests because they were very strong and they could easily destroy them. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayishalachenu Hashem l'shachasoh. The Malachim told Loit that they are going to destroy Sedaim, and Hashem sent us to destroy it. Rav Yaakov points out that it seems that the verb should have been Vayishlochenu instead of Vayishalachenu, since Vayishlochenu from Binyan Kal means that Hashem sent us on a mission with the intent to return. And the Malachim would afterward say Osinu Shlichuscha. We've accomplished our mission. Whereas Vayishalachenu, a verb from Binyan Pi'el, implies a shalichus shaloi almenas lachzar. Rav Yaakov suggests that the word Vayishalachenu is used kivan shemipiv loy seitze horois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to associate his name with Ra, something bad, destroying a city. The Rashbam also explains that since this is a shlichus of hashchoso, a mission of destruction, the verb in binyan pi'el is employed. In addition, the Medrash Rabbah explains this pasuk, Malachei hashareis al yidei shegilu mistoirin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nidchu mimichitzason me'ov ushloishim shonov. The Malachim revealed to Loit unnecessarily and without permission the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. since HaKadosh Baruch Hu only told Avraham about the destruction. Therefore, the Malachim were punished and were not permitted to return to their place, Bamoroim. It was only after 138 years that they were permitted to return above Lamoroim when it came the time for them to escort Yaakov Avinu from Be'er Sheva, and then they ascended with the Sulam, the ladder, Lashomayim, as the Pasuk states in Parshas Vayetze, V'hinei Sulam Mutzav Arza, V'roishoi Magia Hashomayma, V'hinei Malachei Elohim, Oilim V'yoridim Boi. The Medrash Rabbah states another opinion, Shedibru B'lashoin Kalus Roish Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'omru Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, Ki'ilu heim heim hamashchisim, uvam uvirtzoinam toluy hadavar. They spoke with lightheadedness toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as though they were saying that they will destroy Sodom with their own will and ability. Therefore, the verb vayishalachenu is stated in this pasuk. Perek Yutes, pasuk Tezayin. The word vayismahmah. This word means, and he delayed. Loit delayed, or lingered. The Minchas Shai comments on this word and says that the word should have been vayismahmah with a patach. However, since the trop on this word is a shalsheles, a tam mafsik, the patach was changed to a kamatz. The Ibn Ezra comments on this word. He says that both letters he are classified as a mapik he. They are pronounced the same, except that the last he has a dot in it. Both letters he indicate that you must pronounce the he, and the first he has a shivanach under it, which indicates that it is not a silent he, but must but be enunciated. Both letters he are defined as mapikin, two letters he with a mapik. The shayrish of this word is mem he he, three letters where the second and third root letter are the same. However, if you look at the Concordatio of Ibn Shushan, he classifies this word as a four-letter root, mem-he, mem-he. I'm not sure where he gets it from, and the Ibn Ezra disagreed with the specific Kairoi who wanted to claim that it comes from a double lushan of ma and ma, two words ma, but he totally disproves this. Perek Chof, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk states, Va'ato Hoshev Eshes Ha'ish Ki Navi Hu V'yispalel Ba'adcha Vechyei. This means that Hashem said to Avimelech, the king of Gerar, in a dream, to return Sarah, Avraham's wife, for he is a Navi, a prophet, and he will pray on your behalf, and you will live. But if you do not return her, know that you will die. Rav Yaakov writes that, Lefi Pshutai Shel Mikra, the term Navi at the time of Avraham referred to Adam HaDoresh B'tzibur Divrei Chochma U'Musar Oy Shemispalel Ba'ad Acherim. The word Navi refers to a person who lectures publicly words of wisdom, morality, and ethics, or one who prays for others. During the Tekufa in which Avraham lived, they referred to the prophet using the term Horoyeh. It was first at the time of Nasan HaNavi that the term Navi was used. I will conclude with Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk states, Ki ato yodati, ki yirei elokim ato. The Malach Hashem said to Avraham, do not do anything to your son. Now I know that you are God-fearing. Rav Yaakov writes that we find that the concept of Yirei Elohim is written in reference to one who is Misracheik Meiritzicha, one who distances himself from murder. As we just had in Perikov, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Avraham ki amarti rak en yiras Elohim b'mokoyim hazeh, v'haroguni al devar ishti. Both Lishoinois, yiras Elohim and v'haroguni, are used in this Pasuk. Rav Yaakov gives three more examples on this theme. Therefore, pshat now a Pasuk would be, the af sheyodati ki ato rochoik meiritzicha, mishum sheato yirei Elohim, af al pichein loichosachta es bincho yichidcho mimeni. Hashem is saying that although I know that you are far removed from Ritzicha because you are a yirei Elohim, nevertheless, when it came to my instruction that you should take your son's life, you did not withhold your only son from me. The question that is asked is, why is it now, in reference to the Akedah, that Hashem says, Ki ato yodati ki yirei Elohim ato? Why wasn't Avraham told this earlier, as Rashi explains, that Avraham threw himself into the Kivshan Ha'esh, into the fiery pit? Rav Yaakov answers that we see from here that it is more difficult for a person to give over his son to die than he himself taking his own life. Because if one would give over his son, the father himself would have to live with this pain and agony his entire lifetime. Therefore, now that Avraham was willing to sacrifice his son, Hashem says that now I know most definitely that you are a Yirei Elohim.